At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a scam designed to steal sensitive financial data from motorists using bogus QR codes on parking meters has been identified in Dublin and Wicklow. And Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent, joins us. Adrian, I've seen this sort of everywhere on things like social media. This is a very clever scam that I think would be quite easy to fall for if you didn't know about it. Explain to people what we're talking about.
Yeah, so we're talking about parking meters and we're talking about QR codes, which are those square things with all the jumbled dots inside.
Little black and white things.
The little black and white things. Sometimes you see it on your TV, sometimes you see it on ads. And what scammers are doing is, when you approach a parking meter, sometimes you will see one of these square QR codes, and sometimes they're legitimate. And what scammers are doing is they're putting a scam one, printing one off on a sticker and overlaying it onto the original one, so that when you use your phone that you think is taking you through to the legitimate payment option, it's taking you through to a scam site and it's just going to rob your credit card.
And of course, you wouldn't be remotely suspicious because you're going over like the good citizen you are to pay your parking. And the QR code there looks legit and, you know, is the little black and white widgety thing. And it comes up on your phone and it does direct you to a thing that looks like a parking payment site. So, of course, in that instance, you wouldn't be afraid to put your details in.
No, incredibly realistic looking. And it's a serious problem. In the UK, for example, is 1,200 incidents of this over the last 3 years. One poor woman got taken for £13,000 in a railway station. We don't have examples of anything that bad yet in Ireland, but we do have examples of Fingal County Council, putting up a video to show a real life scam sticker, them removing one. We also have a councillor from Navan who did the same thing. So the message really is, if you are using a QR code to pay for your parking, have a look and make sure.
Give it a little scratch with your fingernail and see if it's a sticker or see if it's real.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
God, they're in dicey territory there if you don't have very long fingernails. But look, thank you for coming on and highlighting it. I suspect it's something that people really do need to hear about and know about, because I think it's one of those things that they could really fleece you on as a scam. That is Adrian Weckler there, technology editor with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Highland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Highland, for innovators everywhere, visit highland.com.